Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Addiction affects 23.5 million Americans every year, yet only 11% receive the treatment they so desperately need. I always ask myself, why is this? While access and cost are obviously barriers to treatment, public perception and stigma remain two of the biggest obstacles. The guilt, the shame, the judgment, the isolation that can be felt by individuals struggling with addiction can make asking for help nearly impossible. My guest today, Melanie Haber, works every day to remove that stigma and to make it easier for people to ask for help. As a vice president for brand development at Recovery Brands, Melanie is on the front lines in the push to change the language that we use while talking about treatment. Melanie's here today to share her experiences and give us a much needed guidance on how we can all play a role in changing the conversation and empowering people to get the help they want and need. Melanie, so happy to have you with us today. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Erica.
Yeah, so I know that we know the numbers and the statistics, and it's really quite mind-blowing to me that only 11% of people receive the treatment they need when it's 23.5 million Americans, you know, that are dealing with some kind of affliction of addiction or some negative consequences in their life because of a substance. So let's talk about why it is so hard for people to actually ask for help.
Yeah, so when we're talking about the importance of statistics and how they're just mind-blowing, I mean, a number that we focus on here at Recovery Brands is the fact that 82.2% of individuals struggling with addiction have felt stigmatized. And of this population, 73.9% have felt most stigmatized by family.
Wow, that's high. That's a high number.
Very high number, you know? And so we find that there's an absolute need to change the way that we talk about addiction and treatment, and that because mm-hmm. people are feeling stigmatized, as you said earlier, they're not seeking the help that they need. So we're taking it upon ourselves to really change the conversation and change the perception around addiction and around treatment.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful to hear that because, you know, I work with clients on a daily basis and they come in and they really are stigmatized by their family, or they're labeled and put into like a role of sorts that they're the sick mm-hmm. person, or they're the person that keeps disappointing the family, or they're selfish, and you know, there may be partial truth to that, and they should take responsibility for the things they have done. But I don't know how much that was going to serve them if that's the self-talk that is constantly going on in their heads about themselves. So, you know, how do we get people to see that they could change their self-talk and see that, yes, you know, maybe I was selfish when I was hijacked by a certain drug, or I was, you know, I was under the influence of something, but that's not necessarily, your behaviors are not necessarily who you are. It's what you did at the time.
Exactly. I mean, I really think it comes down to language and changing the conversation. So, mm-hmm. you know, what we're doing at Recovery Brands to do our part is that we're actually running a national campaign to end stigma surrounding addiction. So
tell me a little bit about that. Yeah, it's so exciting.
Sure. Yeah, so we're launching a national campaign called Live, which is leveraging impactful videos to end stigma. And our hope is that we can change the public conversation around substance use and mental health issues and really inspire individuals to speak out and seek the help they deserve and need. And we realize that, like I said, to combat the issue, we needed to bring a new, fresh message around addiction. So I'm sure a lot of people listening remember some PSAs of the past that a lot of us grew up on, like, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, which was an egg in a frying pan, which, you know, anyone who's struggling with addiction or a loved one of someone who's struggling, seeing that image, that ad, is thinking, you know, people who are addicted to substances are brain dead or their brains are frying. I mean, that's a scare tactic. Or even, you know, Nancy Reagan's campaign, Just Say No. Well, if anyone knows someone who's struggling or has struggled with addiction, then you'll quickly realize that just saying no is not a tool that's available. You know, especially to someone who's in the throes of chronic substance use. So, you know, we felt that we needed a next generation PSA that would bring an encouraging message to people who are struggling. And instead of coming up with a solution and a new message ourselves, we decided to take it to the masses and galvanize the public, because we believe that great ideas can really come from anyone and anywhere.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And what is the response you are getting? Have you come across some really inspiring messages or things that are, you know, out of the box, or is this just beginning? And how could other people send in the videos? Can you tell our audience if maybe they have something they want to share, how to do that?
Sure, absolutely. So we kicked off the challenge last month, so people have until the end of May to submit a video. Uh-huh. And basically, it's just a 2 to 3 minute video that we're asking for, that, like I said, encourages people to speak out and seek the help that they deserve. So basically, you just submit the video. If you go to our website, recoverybrands.com/lives, L-I-V-E-S, you can mm-hmm. join the challenge. You can submit your videos through us. And like I said, it runs through May 23rd, and there's a $10,000 prize. The winner. So, you know, if inspiring a new message around addiction doesn't inspire you to join the challenge, then I hope $10,000 will motivate you as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's just so many people that do find, once they reframe how they see addiction, that it's a choice. You know, like mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, you know, well, a lot of my clients, I should say, and in my own personal journey too, had to take a moment to start to reframe certain thoughts. Like, no one's telling you you can't do something. It's that you're choosing not to. Try to look at recovery as something that's empowerment, you know, that's empowering. Mm-hmm. Like you know, this is your choice to choose to be a healthy woman or a healthy man. This is not that someone's, you know, forcing you to do something. And if you look at something that it's, you know, something like this that is being forced upon you, we resist. We don't want to, you know, we want to do it our own way. We have so many different ideas that got us to the place that we were, that we need to really learn how to reframe and see this in a totally different light. So I love the fact that you guys are bringing awareness around language, and that, you know, asking people that are out there that who have walked the walk, how they did it, and maybe like mm-hmm. what kind of language they use to help get themselves going.
Exactly. You know, and just as we're promoting this idea through live, this is our way, but we really feel like in general, the more mm-hmm. individuals and companies we have speaking out, telling their personal stories or stories of their loved ones, or just sparking new conversations around addiction, the more yeah. we'll see a shift in society's perception. For so long, this has been such a taboo topic, and yeah. the more that we normalize it and demonstrate compassion and empathy and support and yes. positivity around it, I think we'll really begin to see more understanding, acceptance, and hopefully we'll get more people to fight for the health of others.
Absolutely. And it takes so much courage. And that's, you know, that's one thing that I find is so beautiful these days with social media, is that I do see a lot of courageous people standing up, using social media as a tool to speak their truth. And, you know, we didn't have that in the 80s, and we didn't have that in the 90s, you know, I mean, that this is something that's completely new. And I appreciate you guys doing your part to allowing that message to get out there.
Thank you. We're really excited. You know, we've had some videos rolling in, but we're really excited to see more come through, because, like I said, you know, everyone's experience with addiction and recovery is so different. And the more stories that we can collect and the different messages we can share, we really think that we can, you know, fight the stigma.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Melanie, so much. You guys, anybody listening can, you know, enter the video if they have a video at recoverybrands.com/lives, L-I-V-E-S. And you can find Melanie and her company and all the wonderful things that they do in their websites at recoverybrands.com, rehabs.com, and recovery.org. Thank you, Melanie, for this heart-centered conversation. Really appreciate it. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.